20. We're going to begin reading in verse number 22. I didn't throw David under the bus. I had him do prayer requests because, number one, the lady that usually takes prayer requests is not here. She's out. And then the lady that backs her up is not here. She's out. So I didn't find nobody to take prayer requests, so I took prayer requests and David handled it. Done a fine job, Brother David. Done a fine job. You're good at what you do. That's right. Good at winging it. Amen. Four 16. Amen. All right, Acts chapter number 20. We're going to read 22 through 24. And I want you to think on this title. And for the ones that's been in Awanas, we are in the book of Acts on Wednesday night. Unless the Lord leads different, we stay in the book of Acts. We've been in it for about a year, a little over a year now. And we're just now in Acts chapter number 20. And we're just making line upon line, word upon word, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. It'll take care of everything you need if you'll stick with the book of the Bible. If you'll stick with a book, I promise you, it'll minister to your life. Skipping over the book here and there won't minister near like sticking in a book of the Bible, because you won't skip around and eat on what you want to eat on. You'll eat on what God gives you. So tonight, I want you to think about this. None of these things move me. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. None of these things move me. The world we live in, there's a lot of things move us, don't they? Sickness, all kind of things come that move us. But tonight I want to look at none of these things move me. Acts chapter number 20, beginning in verse number 22. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 22. And the Bible says, "And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, it's been so good to already be in your house and to be in your presence. Lord, I thank you for the kids that has went back to class tonight. I thank you for the teachers that's going to be teaching tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight for everyone that's in this class tonight. Lord, I pray we just take something from it tonight out into this lost and dying world. Lord, I pray tonight that whoever's being tossed to and fro, I pray they get a hold of something tonight, knowing that these things don't move me. Father, there's things in our life that shouldn't move us when we have our faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for all the prayer requests that was mentioned tonight and lift them up to you. Lord, I thank you for Sister Donna and coming through today. Lord God, how she's done come through and get to come home tomorrow. What a blessing that is. Lord, I pray you continue to bless her and watch over her and her family. Lord, I ask it tonight in Jesus' holy precious name. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight glorify you, uplift you. I pray tonight that you increase and I decrease. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. None of these things move me. So tonight as we come, Paul was truly a man of God. And as we look at this tonight in the Bible, he was truly a man of God. And in verse 24, he made a very profound statement when he said, "None of these things move me." His bonds, his afflictions, his sufferings, his hardships, none of them things moved him. If you'll turn with me before we get into the meat of the text to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number, if you will, verse number 23, I want to show you what he was talking about when he said, "None of these things move me." I want to say to you tonight, there's people that quit on God, they quit on church, they quit on family, they're there for a little while, they're on fire for a little while, they're heated up for a little while, and then they go through a season and they're no longer at the local body church, they're no longer in the local body church, and they think they've suffered persecution, they think they've been through trials, they think that they've had a lot going on in their life. But I say to you tonight, for Apostle Paul to say, "None of these things move me," I want to show you what he's talking about tonight that did not move him, and he stayed to the course of everything that's going on. I want you to know, as the pastor of this church tonight, I thank God for men and women that says, "None of these things move me. It may come my way, but it's not going to keep me from serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Here's what Paul said. If you'll look with me in verse number 23 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, the Bible says, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. Am I more in labors?" 2 Corinthians 11:23. Am I more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths often? Here's where he said, and I want you to know tonight, if he didn't quit, we have no excuse to quit tonight. There ought not be nothing that comes in your way that even puts the quit on the table. You must not never let that come to your mind. You must not never let it come to your heart or anywhere near you tonight. He said, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. I look around this room tonight, and I said this last Wednesday night, I don't see nobody that has took 39 stripes. I see nobody in this room that has lacerations over their back. But he says also tonight, thrice was I beaten with rods. I want you to know, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. Hey, night and day I have been in the deep. And journeys often in perils of waters, perils in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, and amongst false brethren. He said, all these things come my way, but never one time did I let them move me. I stayed dear to the course of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Paul here is the same one that wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:58. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So tonight, for the ones that work and they know what it is to labor, can I get an amen? Hey, you labor in and out at your job every day of your life, but you don't quit. Why? Because you know there's a payday coming. You know if you work all week, it's going to be a payday at the end. In our Christian life, it is the same way. We work and we continue to do what God's called us to do, because I got good news, there's a payday someday. Amen? Hey, tonight I want to give you 3 things, though, very quickly. That none of these things move me, and why he said that. Because he had, number one, a battle to fight. If you'll look with me in verse number 24 tonight, he had a battle to fight. He didn't back up from the battle that come his way. He stayed dear to that course. He stayed right where God would have him to be. I want you to know tonight when he says that in verse 24, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. He said, I have a battle to fight. You say, preacher, there's a lot of suffering in the Christian walk. There's a lot of suffering, and I agree with you tonight. There's a lot that goes on in the walk that we walk. There's a lot of things that you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer ridicule, and people may talk about you, and people may criticize you, and people may come against you. But I want you to know tonight, the fight that you're in is worth it all. There is a battle to fight tonight, and suffering did not move him in his life. Did you know tonight that in the battle that you're in for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that suffering comes with it? When you signed up and you say, none of these things move me, and I'm going to follow Jesus, there's going to be sufferings that come. And I want to show you tonight, we're going to do a little turning, but turn with me to Acts chapter number 5 and verse number 41. Hey, to suffer tonight for our Lord and Savior of Jesus Christ, can I say to you that it is an honor to suffer for Him tonight, to suffer for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What an honor it is tonight. If you walk through this life and you never experience no suffering for the Savior, I want you to know tonight you won't experience what kind of honor it is. It is an honor tonight when you go somewhere and they hide the cups that they got. It's an honor when you go somewhere and they're telling no dirty jokes that they won't tell it in front of you. It's an honor they won't come at your house and sit at your table with a long neck. It's an honor that they won't cuss or they won't do them things in front of you. It's an honor, but I want you to know, can I get an amen? Hey, even when it comes with an honor, you're going to lose people along the way. Hey, but the disciples said, it is an honor to suffer them things for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look with me in Acts 5:41, what the Bible says. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. So tonight, there's a battle to fight, and when you enter this battle, there's suffering produces honor in your life. But can I say to you tonight, not only does suffering produce honor, but suffering produces glory in your life. Turn with me to Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 17. That same suffering produces honor, but it also produces glory. Hey, that glory of the Lord. I see people in this place that has went through battles, they went through trials, and they went through sufferings and come out on the other side, and I want you to know there's more honor in their life, and you can see the glory of God all on them. Amen. Woo, glory. You can see that glory of God on somebody that's been through that battle, and they know what it is to fight. They're battle tested. They're worthy of what God's called them to do. Look with me in Romans 8 in verse number 17, if you will. His suffering didn't move him. Suffering was an honor at the fight that he was in, and suffering was glory. Man, it's a glory to suffer for Jesus. Look what he says. If children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, since so be that we suffer with him. If you're a child of God tonight, you're going to have suffering in your life. But tonight, can I say to you, it is a glory to be called a child of God. It is a glory that you don't have to call yourself a child of God, but that somebody else sees that you are a child of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen? I see tonight that suffering, number one, was an honor. In the battle that you fight, you're going to have to suffer, and it's an honor. I see, number two, that suffering was glory. Paul said it's glory to suffer for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But can I say to you tonight that suffering is a benefit? It's a benefit. If you never know what it is to suffer, you'll never be the Christian that you need to be. If you're never put under stress, if you're never put under, and I'm saying this tonight, I'm telling you this from my heart tonight. I've seen battles in my own Christian life, the battles to fight, and I say, none of these things are going to move me. I'm going to stick to stuff. I'm going to stay the course, and I'm not going to give up and get out. And I want you to know tonight, there's people who make you want to give up and get out. There's people, there's family that make you want to give up and get out. There's people that make you want to do that. But you listen to me tonight, them people didn't die for you. Jesus died for you. And none of these things move me. No matter what suffering comes, I want to give him honor. I want to give him glory. And I want to reap every benefit that he has for me that I suffer through them things. Tonight, if you never suffer, you never suffer nothing. That's like Sister Savannah. She's just sitting right in front of me. There's a lot of suffering going on. Can I get amen? Sister Brittany, you better... What's Sister... There she is. Baby's coming. There's a lot of suffering going on. Amen? Brother Austin ain't suffering none. Brother Jake ain't suffering none yet. Yeah, but it's coming. But with all that suffering, it won't be long. It's going to be an honor. No longer are you going to be Savannah. You're going to be Mama. No longer are you going to be Brittany number 1-2, but you're going to be Brittany number 3. It's an honor. And listen to me, there's mamas in this place. When you grab that baby and you start toting that baby around, not only is it an honor, but it's a glory. Man, you got that baby, how innocent and how God gives you that. And they're an heir of yours. They're with you. You're toting that baby around and there's just a glee all about a mama. I don't know what it is. They just love that baby. And daddies love that baby. But not only is it a glory and it's an honor through that suffering, but there comes benefits when you have that baby. There come benefits. You don't see it. You may not see it right now. Benefits are coming, trust me. Benefits are coming. And Peter knew that just as good as anybody. Paul knew it, but Peter knew it. Tonight, can I ask you a question? The battle that you're in, and I know there's some people in here, I'm pretty sure about ready to throw the towel in sometimes. But you got to say, none of these things move me. I don't care who goes, what does, it don't matter to me. I'm going to stick to what God's called me to do, and I'm going to run my race effective in the way that God's called me to run it, and I'm going to fight this battle, and I'm going to do it no matter what suffering comes. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 5 tonight. I see that suffering is a benefit tonight. If you're going to reap anything, you're going to have to suffer a little bit. 1 Peter chapter number 5 in verse number 10 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. There's a battle to fight. Suffering was an honor, it was glory, but it was also a benefit. Fit when you suffered for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of suffering that comes when you follow Christ. You may not never be beaten. You may not never be shipwrecked. You may not never be beaten with rods. But listen tonight, the words is just as deadly as physical pain. Have you ever had somebody use a word towards you and man, it stuck and you never forgot it? Look at 1 Peter 5:10, the battle to fight suffering was a benefit. 1 Peter 5:10, but the God of all grace, there it is, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. How long is it going to last, preacher? I don't know. How long am I going to keep suffering? I don't know. How long am I going to keep having this burden, this pain? I don't know. But all I know this is, that suffering is just for a while. It's not eternal, it's temporal. The suffering you have right now won't be in heaven. If you suffer from now all the way to you die, there's an ending somewhere, amen, for the saved person. The suffering is temporal, it's not eternal. So when you leave this walk of life, it's going to be better. Look, but the God of all grace who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, what was he going to do? He's going to do some things in your life. He's going to make you perfect. Suffering makes you perfect. Suffering does. It'll make you not go back doing the things you used to do when you suffered from it. Suffering make you. He'll make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you, and he will settle you. Let's go back to our text. I see tonight, none of these things move me, number one, because there is a battle to fight. But number two, I see that there is a burden to share. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 24, I see not only is there a battle to fight, but there's a burden to share. Look what he says here in Acts 20, 24. Paul said, none of these things move me because he had a battle to fight and he had a burden to share. Look what he says here in verse number 24. Here's what he says. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life my dear unto myself. There's the suffering. And here's the burden to share. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus. He said that I may do what? That I may finish. There's a burden to share. Can I say to you tonight, the course that you're on, the fight that you're on tonight, you're not on it alone. There's people beside you. There's people right beside you. And when you go through a suffering in your life and you go through a trial in your life, it's not only to help you, but it's to help the person next beside you. It's to help that next person that may go through that on down life's highway, that you don't go through the same things that they went through. Don't make the same mistakes. But tonight, there's a battle to fight and there's a burden to share. Number one, the first burden I see there is that he wanted to finish his course. Who in here tonight wants to finish their course? Man, I want to finish. I don't want to stop halfway in between. I used to be preachers are no good. Is no good. It's of no value. I used to be deacon. It's of no value. I used to be something. It's no value. There's no value there if you don't finish. You've got to finish the course that God has set before you. Turn with me to 2 Timothy, if you will. Chapter number 4 and verse number 7. You must finish your course. There's a battle to fight, but there's a burden to share. And we do that by finishing our course. Look what he says tonight in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 7. The same man that's talking in Acts is the same man that's talking here. He knows what it is to go through things but and to say, hey, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. I've seen people that's been born again, you let one little thing blow their way and they're out. You let it get a little hot in the church, they're out. You let it get a little chaotic in the church, they're out. You let something go wrong, they're out. They out, they're out. You can't find them. Why? Why? They ain't wanting to stick to their course. Folks, tonight, we must stick to our course. Now, what he says in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 7, it's what Paul said. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. He didn't say he finished Timothy's course. He didn't say, he said, I finished my course. There's nothing I can do for you tonight to help to finish your course for you but preach the gospel, pray for you, love on you, and encourage you. But if your mind says, I'm not going to finish, there's nothing nobody can do for you. You take a man running in a race and you let him fall down and he don't want to get up, the best trainer in the world can't get him back up. If he falls, if he don't want to finish his course that God's laid out before him, it's up to him to finish that course. And I believe a lot of time us Christians spend a lot of our time trying to get people to finish their course. And if we ain't careful, our course will get laid behind. We'll start worrying about this man, this sister, this brother, this person. And we forget about our own course that we're running. And ain't long, we've got out of our course and out of our lane and we're over in their lane. Tonight I want to ask you a question. Whose lane are you in tonight? Whose lane are you in? Are you in the lane God put you in? Or have you chosen to get in another lane that's running a little easier? Number one tonight, I see there's a burden to share. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. How are you going to finish that course? By keeping the faith. How did you start the course? By faith. How are you going to finish the course? By faith. That faith is what activates it in our life. I want to give you this before we go to the on down. How did the woman with the issue of blood, how did she receive healing? By touching the hem of the garment? No. By faith. She said, if I could but touch. She had faith. Faith activated. Said, if I could but just touch the hem of his garment. If the faith is what activated that. If you're going to finish your course, there are going to be times in your life that you're not going to see the course. You're not going to see what's out in front of you. You're not going to know how it's going to end. You don't know how it's going to start. You don't know nothing about it. God is real good about using real short sentences to start big things. In the beginning, God created. Huh? And there it was. He's real good about giving you a little bit of information, but not giving you everything. If he gave you everything and laid it out there and said, none of these things are going to move me, and here's all the things that's going to come against you in your whole entire life, so watch out for these, be ready for them. Watch, just be ready for them. You're going into battle, be ready for it. Brother Brent, you was a soldier, but they couldn't train you everything, could they? You had to get on the field. And you had to have faith that somebody's going to take care of you. And that faith is Christ Jesus. Here at this church, we don't have all the details. We don't have everything laid out. But there's one thing we know that stands true, and his name's Jesus. And we stay focused on that. There's a battle to fight, and there's a burden to share. Number one, he says, I have finished my course. But you know how he finished that course? He finished it with joy. I've learned something. If you've got joy in your life and you're letting it come out, you can't be mad, you can't be sad, and you can't pout. If joy's, all that can't come out at one time. Tears can come out with joy. But old doom and gloom can't come out when joy's present. Let me show you this in the text. I want to show you this. He said, I want to finish my course with joy. That's what I want to finish it with. I want to finish it with joy. Look what he says in verse 24. He said, I count my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy. Turn with me to Nehemiah 8:10. He said, I want to finish my course with joy. Boy, ain't that a blessing tonight. Finishing your course, number 8 and verse number 10. Nehemiah chapter number 8 and verse number 10. Finishing your course with joy. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I see tonight he had a burden to share. He wanted to finish his course. He wanted to finish it with joy. But he wanted to finish the ministry that God had gave him. The ministry that God had gave him. Tonight, there's ministries all over this church. And to start a ministry, you want to finish a ministry. You want to finish your course. You want to finish your race. You want to finish your ministry that God has put you in. You want to finish that ministry. I seen a guy at the funeral home the other day, and I asked him, I said, man, you still preaching? He said, man, I ain't preached in about 6-7 years. I just quit. You know, when you quit, somebody sees that you've not finished your ministry. And there's something that moves you. You must have a mindset that none of these things are going to move me. Turn with me to Psalm 126:6. I want to show you this tonight, how important it is to finish your course, finish it with joy, but to finish your ministry that God's put you in. Psalm 126:6. And I believe this tonight, if we stay true to what God's called us to do and stay in that burden, stay in that battle, stay where God has us to be, we'll finish that ministry. Psalm 126:6. Finish the course, finish it with joy, and finish the ministry. He that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You stick with the ministry because somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you in the battle that you're going through. They're watching you how you're handling the burdens that coming. And they're watching everything that you do. And if you'll stick with it, I promise you there'll be a harvest coming. Don't give up. Don't get out. Stay with it. There's a harvest coming. Let me give you the last thing tonight, and I'll share this, and we'll go home. Not only are there a battle, none of these things move me because I got a battle to fight. I can't let that petty stuff get a hold of me. And I'll be the first to tell you, I let petty stuff get me. Amen. Today, my mom, I sit there, mom said, what's wrong with you? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. She said, yeah, they are. You just like me, and I see it all over you. Thank God for somebody that can see your burden. You know how many people walk in this church and they never can tell if a burden's on somebody? Because they don't even know what a burden is. They've never carried one. They've never toted one. They have no clue what a burden is. If a burden come their way, they wouldn't know what it was. They'd think it's some kind of bird. But it's a burden. It's something that's heavy. It's a yoke that gets on you. Tonight, there's a battle to fight. I can't let none of these things bother me. I got a battle. I got a burden. But I got a blessing to receive. Huh? I got a blessing, man. I'm telling you, I got a blessing that I'm going to receive one day. I got a blessing I'm going to receive. I want to give you a few things, the blessings that I'm going to receive. Look what he says here. I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. What is the grace of God tonight? I want to give you just three. There's many. There's many you can list here. God's riches at Christ's expense, many you could witness minister here. Let me give you just three that come to my mind as soon as I seen the grace of God. Number one, the gift, the blessing I'm going to receive is the gift of eternal life. Not temporal, but eternal. This, all this you see here is temporal. Every bit of this is temporal. As nice as this facility is, there's going to have come a day somebody is going to have to do some renovation. Somebody's going to come a day, somebody may have to tear it down because it's temporal. This body you see here is temporal. But what he saved is eternal. Let me show you this in John 10, 28 tonight. John 10, 28. The blessing, the battle to fight, the burden to share, but a blessing just to receive. Man, it's a blessing to know some things of that ministry that God's given you, that what you're going to receive by being born again. The gift of eternal life. A lot of folks don't like this verse. I hang my hat on this verse. I got an old shed there at the house. I got a nail rung in it. And I got a hat, Brother Harold. And it's sweaty. I don't carry it in the house. That thing stinks. You hear me? When I get done mowing, weed eating, whatever I do, take it off and I hang it on that nail. It's there when I come back. A lot of people don't like this verse because they want to live a certain, I'm going to explain this. They want to know that the reason they made it to heaven is because they live as close to God as they could. Can I say to you tonight, none of us is close to God as we could be. The only reason you're close to God is by His grace and His mercy and His blood. You can't enter in where He's at unless the blood of Jesus. You can't do enough good to enter into where He's at. You can't get there without the blood. You can't stay there without the blood. Man, it just gets on me when I get thinking about what I've received, eternal life. Here's what he says. Man, it strings my heart good tonight to know that none of these things move me because I'm in his hand. Things are going to come your way, and it's going to hammer you. But you remember tonight, I believe it's 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Who do you give that to? The sheep. The saved. The saved. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You know how Paul had the courage? He knew whose hand he was in. He knew whose hand he was in. Son, if you looked at Paul's life, how he'd been beaten, how he'd been ridiculed, how he'd had stripes down his back, you'd think, I don't know if that's a man of God or not, son. Well, wait a minute. I don't know. But he stayed true because he knew whose hand he was in. The gift of eternal life. But then another blessing I see that I receive by letting none of these things move me. Matthew 11, 28. It's the gift of rest. Matthew 11, 28. Not only the gift of eternal life, but the gift of rest. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to rest. You can rest here. Here's what Jesus said. Matthew 11, 28. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Now, Paul was a laborer. Are you a laborer tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? A laborer. A laborer is going to need rest. A man that don't labor, he don't need rest. A man that labors and does the work of the Lord, man or woman that does the work of the Lord, there's going to come a time in your life you're going to need rest. You're not strong enough to keep going without resting. You got to have rest. And the only way you're going to get rest, it's not from sleeping physically. It's not from self-medicating yourself. Listen to me tonight. You're not going to get rest that way. You may get peace, you may get a little calm, but you're not going to get rest. True rest is when you climb up into the hands of the Lord. And there's people around this room who can testify to this. turmoil's all around them, and everything's trying to move them, but their true rest. What he says, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I. See, you can't get it no other way. He's got to be the one who gives it. He said, and I will give you rest. Tonight, if you need rest, why not just climb up into his arms? Let me give you the last thing tonight. He said the gift of eternal life, the gift of rest, that's a blessing to receive. And then the last thing, I just want to share it with you, is the gift of ministry. What he said in verse 24, he said, I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. It's just a ministry. You said, we're preaching, that's the ministry. No. If you're saved, you're in the ministry. If you're saved, you're in the ministry. Ministry is doing nothing more than spreading the gospel. Doing what God's called you to do. You're in the ministry. To share the gospel and don't let nothing move you. And I wrote this down. I just want to share this to you tonight. No matter what comes your way, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. No matter what comes your way, do not quit. Don't let none of these things move you. There's a battle to fight, there's a burden to share, and there's a blessing to receive. Do not quit. Don't quit. Keep serving God. Keep serving the Lord. People's going to let you down, but he never will. You keep your eyes on him, what he's called you to do. Let none of these things around you move you. You stick your course. You do what God's called you to do. And don't let somebody else try to put you on a course that you ain't supposed to be on. Don't let somebody else put you on a course. Don't try to play a position that you're not qualified to play. Can I get a witness? Don't do that. It'll burn you out quicker than anything. You stick the course. There's a battle to fight. There's a burden to share. But there's a blessing to receive. If I give you anything tonight, just don't quit. Stick to stuff. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the very many blessings of life. Lord, I thank you for this Bible study tonight, Father. I thank you for Apostle Paul, Father. He had been born again, been in a fight. Didn't give up, stayed true, stayed right where he needed to be. And he finished his course. Lord, I pray for everyone that's in this room tonight that they finish the course. They finish it with joy. And they finish it well. Father, tonight, my prayer is tonight, Father, that you just continue to bless them. Watch over them. Help them. Strengthen this body in a mighty way. Father, be with the ones that are sick tonight and that couldn't be here. Lord, I pray you touch them as well. Lord, whatever reason they couldn't come, I pray you bless them. And Lord, we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You are dismissed.